This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Marshall Terry. There's a good chance you've heard the voice of Pamela Weidman in Stories for Finding Home, our series in which we look at affordable housing in the Charlotte region. Weidman is the Director of Housing and Neighborhood Services for Charlotte. In other words, she's on the front lines of trying to increase affordable housing and making communities more livable. Today, Weidman joins me in the studio. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Marshall.
Following the shooting of Keith Lamont Scott in September of 2016, the city pledged it would build or preserve 5,000 affordable housing units over the next 3 years. The three-year anniversary of that shooting is this September. How many units have been built so far?
We've completed that goal, and those units have been created. They've not all been built new, but they've been created through the city's various housing programs.
And what do you mean by that?
So the city has various housing programs where we seek to create housing affordability. So that's done by building new construction that's financed partially with our housing trust fund. We also have our House Charlotte Down Payment Assistance Program. That's where we help create affordable home ownership through providing down payment assistance. And we also preserve housing through our single and multifamily rehabilitation program. So we help to preserve housing and help people age in place. So through those three programs, that's how we create it and fulfill council's goal to complete the 5,000 units within 3 years.
Can you talk a little specifically the projects that the $50 million Housing Trust Fund that voters approved in November, what that money's been used for?
So far, we've only used the $50 million for three housing developments. Two of those are new that are will be getting underway shortly. And then we have one NOAA, which is also known as Naturally Occurring Affordable Housing. Again, we not only seek to build new affordable housing, but we seek to maintain the existing housing stock.
Has all of the $50 million already been used?
All of the $50 million has not been used. We're in the process now of reviewing proposals that we received where more of the $50 million will be used.
How much of the has been used of the fund?
Suffice it to say, we have about $32 million of that left.
So the number that seems to get tossed out a lot in terms of the affordable housing need in Charlotte is 34,000 units. Is that still the correct number?
So thank you for asking that question. Suffice it to say that the need is big. But let me talk a little bit about the 34,000. Several years ago, when we started really trying to get our heads around what the need is, we were relying on some HUD data. And so that's where the need 34,000 came in. Fast forward, we hired a consultant to come in the community. They did a study. And then what we learned is that the need was actually 24,000. Now, that was in 2017, I believe it is. So that number has probably grown, but the need is somewhere around the 24,000 number.
So a little bit less, but still obviously a lot. With the way Charlotte is growing so rapidly, is it realistic that the city can meet that demand?
I think over time we can address that need, if not meet that need. But what it's going to require is a continued and even a more aggressive approach than we've been doing previously. I said before, we have a number of public and private partners who are stepping up to help us meet the challenge. So I think with continued increased bond allocations, continued and increased participation from the private sector, we can go a long way to catch up with that growing need.
When you talked about the kind of the climate now and it being a little different than it has been in the past, what exactly is different now?
I would say you have more participation than ever from the private sector in terms of contributing tools in our toolbox, in terms of cash, in the terms of low interest loans from the private sector. In our recently approved, in the city manager's and city council's recently approved budget, you have another $50 million that will be on a housing trust fund on our next bond referendum. We also have a new program in our city, in our budget, where we're going to be able to acquire single family residents and rehab them for affordable. We have a new intermediary, a new partner in the community known as LISC. They are bringing resources to this community that would have never been brought to bear. So we have more players in the game.
You mentioned LISC. What is that specifically, and why is it a big deal?
That acronym stands for Local Initiative Support Corporation. And LISC, they're an intermediary, so they bring both housing and community development resources to a community that will help us with our affordable housing challenge.
And in what ways do they do that?
They do that through obviously bringing resources to bear for additional affordable housing, but they also do that through job training programs and some neighborhood revitalization programs.
Now, you've said that the city missed some opportunities for creating more affordable housing along the Blue Line when it was being built in the 2000s, among them not buying up land along the line to be used for affordable housing. The extension to UNC Charlotte of the Blue Line opened last year, but there's not a lot of affordable housing along it either. So did the city make the same mistake with the extension?
So we did not. The city did not purchase land along the Blue Line extension. However, I will tell you that there are already two. There's one development that is complete. That is one of the Mill properties. That's 42 units of affordable housing. People often don't know that. That's over in NoDa, in the NoDa area. And then NRP, they're a developer. They just broke ground on a development, an affordable development, just a few miles south of here. And there's another one underway. So while the city did not purchase land, we certainly are partnering with at least NRP, that developer, to gain some affordable housing along the Blue Line extension.
Why did the city not purchase land along the extension?
That's normally not the city's course of action, to purchase land along the Blue Line extension. But I will tell you that the city did in the early 2000s, late 90s, did purchase land along the Blue Line, the first leg of the light rail. And that development, hopefully, will be getting underway shortly. We went through an economic downturn, which didn't allow that development to happen on the Blue Line as we would have liked to.
What have you learned about Charlotte's affordable housing challenges since taking this job about 2.5 years ago?
So actually, I've been working in and around affordable housing for about a decade. I've learned lots, but a couple of the things, education is important, right? About what affordable housing is, what affordable housing isn't. We often talk about it from a deficit, but I like to talk about it from a benefit, the benefits of having an adequate supply of affordable housing in our community so that all of our residents can live and thrive. It's also important to really understand who needs affordable housing. Many of our police, our firefighters, our teacher, many of our government employees need affordable housing. It's kind of one of those things that you have to talk about and educate often. The financing is very complicated. We have a very sophisticated affordable housing development community who can help bring these developments to bear. But again, it's an expensive proposition, and it's a complicated financing transaction. And it's complicated because these developments have to be financed in such a way that the affordable housing is maintained over the long haul.
Pamela Wideman is the Director of Housing and Neighborhood Services for the City of Charlotte. Thank you.
Thank you.